You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, I keep promising phone calls. Real quick, what is your question, John?
Trying to remember what I was going to ask you.
Something about Harris.
Scott Harris. Come back to me.
All right, we'll go to the phones.
It's been a long time since we talked.
Joe in Madison Heights, your thoughts on the deadline. Wake up with us.
Hey, Jim and John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to try to talk Jim off that ledge just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
First of all, you have the best pitching coach in the game.
Yes.
And he could make Morton, who's a solid three. He's a solid three.
On what planet?
He could make Morton a little bit. What do you think? He's a solid three.
Joe, his ERA's over five. He puts 1.5 batters on per inning. What are we talking about? He's a five. He's 41 years old.
Yeah, I know he's a five, but he can be fixed. I'm not saying it's not a great trade deadline.
This is the guy trying to sell me.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay, let's go Fidley in the back end of the bullpen, right?
Yeah, Finnegan, yeah. I like him. Yeah, he's fine. He's a real arm they added. He's the only real arm that they upgraded with.
Right, yeah. I mean, mix and match. But the Tigers mix and match anyway. You know, they're looking for matchups a little bit. So
Yes, they are.
Out of those four players, can you get maybe two good ones? Yeah. Now, as far as the Suarez thing, my brother's probably listening, and he'll say I'm talking out both sides of my mouth. I wanted Suarez. As a matter of fact, if they had gotten Suarez, they were going to come out of the American League, because all of a sudden, Seattle adds, what is it, 70 home runs, Jim, between the two?
Yeah,
the
big give or take, yes.
Yeah, that's tough, man. But I think our pitching overall is a little bit better. We'll see.
Right, but Joe, context. Hold on, but it's in context, right? So the Yankees have a better 1-2 punch than us, right? They have Fried and Rodon. Yeah. Their bullpen was a big issue. What did they do? Like, we've talked about how the Tiger bullpen has people uneasy about the postseason. We add Finnegan and friends, a collection of maybes and ifs. The Yankees go out and add Bednar, and they didn't stop there. They also went out and got Duvall from the Giants, who's their leverage guy. And then they went out and got Jake Bird from the Rockies, all under team control, all without mortgaging the future. Why is Cashman able to do it, but Harris isn't? Because that's one of your chief adversaries now for the playoffs. Right. They went and did the thing that I'm being told wasn't possible by Scott Harris.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up about Cashman, about some of these other general managers, and you know, and I agree with you. I think they got a little bit better. Did they get good enough to win a World Series? We won't know until they play the World Series.
But your belief today is no.
There are other teams that got better. More
better.
Right, yes. They got better on a larger scale than the Tigers did.
More betterer.
Yeah. But the question I was going to ask, and I apologize for not coming through on this tease, but it kind of worked out. Is this another strike from you on Scott Harris? Are you ready to go ahead and be the pitcher that they needed? And Riley Green's at the plate. You're up. You throw it. Is it another strike on Scott Harris?
So just to revisit the bit, he had two. We took one away on appeal down to first base.
Yes.
He only has one strike right now. I'd feel silly putting two strikes on a guy saying he's managing for his job at this point?
Because they are a team that has tied for the most wins in all of baseball, not just the American League.
Look, I mean, if they squander Skubal the next two seasons because this is how he wants to conduct business, he absolutely deserves a strike. I'm not handing it to him today. But well, I think we can't have a conversation about how he failed this deadline, about how this is a pathetic way to manage a baseball team in first place. We're allowed to be critical without calling for someone's job. It doesn't always have to turn to the extreme.
And I will say this. They are a team prior to the trade deadline that had as many wins as anybody else in baseball. But the caveat to that is they're playing in a bad division. They're also playing in the American League, which is not as strong. They don't play as many National League teams as they are going to American League teams.
Yeah, so, and they're going to play a couple minor league teams when Minnesota comes to town this month.
Yes, they will. Yes, it's so bizarre.
St. Paul Saints coming up. Alex in Ann Arbor, good morning.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
What's up?
So, a couple things. I think the first thing is Scott Harris is under no pressure to make a big swing just because with the success and they're ahead of schedule, I would argue. And then two, they're setting up pitching chaos with all these arms. And then three, it's the end of the day, before the deadline, I felt the same way as I do now, and they're going to go as far as Skubal takes them. If he wins both his starts in a seven-game series, I still feel confident. If he loses one of them, then they're going to lose that series.
I mean, you might be right to distill it all the way down to that. I mean, yeah. Look, if they can get one of the top two spots in the AL postseason, they avoid a three-game series. Because otherwise, it doesn't matter if you have Skubal, you could still get bopped early.
Well, especially if he only goes 95 pitches. Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's out in the, you know, only goes six innings. Max?
Can I ask you guys a question? So what do you think the best contributor this year to the Tigers having one of the best records in baseball?
Skubal.
But no. But who are you most concerned about? Like, what do you think the flaw is? What's the weakness? Is it Baez? Is it...
I mean, McKinstry's got a 900 OPS against lefties. I'm having a hard time believing that's going to translate against lefty specialists in the postseason.
I would have told you yesterday, and I'll tell you again today, it's still Tommy Kahnle.
That's a great one.
And did they address Tommy Kahnle yesterday? Did they?
Finnegan probably slides in.
So they protected themselves in case Kahnle stays this way.
Because, again, he's serving up batting practice lately.
Yeah, July. I mean, his ERA is horrendous.
But our belief was, like, this bullpen needed high-leverage guys. Like, Finnegan's not an A-plus swing-and-miss guy. He's fine. He's a major league quality arm to add to this bullpen. It's just in the context of the Yankees adding three.
Right.
Right? The Phillies adding the best.
And they added Melton to the bullpen, and I know it wasn't a trade. It wasn't. They weren't bringing anybody in, and he's also only had two starts. Yeah. Like, it's still to be determined how effective and how good he'll be game in, game out.
Well, the universal flaw by national people who cover this team and look at it and leading the deadline was the bullpen didn't strike people out enough.
Yep.
Did they address that yesterday?
People tell you Sewald gets swing and miss. He's not healthy. I don't know if you know what I mean. Like it really, I feel like there are people reaching to defend this. Don't defend the indefensible, guys. Let's hope they win in spite of this deadline. Like, I'm not rooting against this team. I'm just calling it as I see it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Gary and Trenton, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. The one common denominator that's going on here, at the Red Wing trade deadline, we were all talking about the same thing, how Steve Yzerman didn't want to go out and purchase talent, okay? We were nickel and diming our defense or our forwards. It's the same thing happening here with the Tigers at the deadline. I sat and watched the MLB Network yesterday all day. And even the former general manager Rick Hahn, he was befuddled why the Tigers weren't at least going to pick up one blowout strikeout guy.
Yeah.
Period. Okay, and that just shocked me. John Heyman said the same thing. John Paul Morosi, your
yes.
cohort, he was saying the same thing. You're like, well, that's just how the Tigers are going to do things. But what's the one common denominator? Yzerman's a GM. Harris is a GM, and they both fall under which regime? The Ilitch holding regime. And they got their own carbon copy of how they want to run both teams at the same time for the lack of monies. Okay.
Hold on, Gary. It's not about monies at the trade deadline. If you went out and got Suarez, he's going to cost you $5 million for the next 2 months. It's not about monies. It was Steve Yzerman not wanting to part ways with draft picks. It's Scott Harris not wanting to part ways with prospects. That to me is not, yeah, they're not willing to spend the capital that they've built up in their farm systems, but it's not the ownership saying, we don't want to pay these guys.
Yeah, Gary, it doesn't cost much to give up the number 8 prospect or 9 prospect in your farm system, right? Like, again, Chris Ilitch has certainly earned a lot of ire from fans, and I think people are connecting dots that don't need to be connected here. These are two independent right. people managing their teams ultra-conservatively.
Yeah, and now it can come down to leadership in terms of
hey
Scott Harris,
these guys, yes.
I want you to go make
that's a good point.
Big deal. Like, that, I could support that argument, but not what we don't want to pay these guys. Well, you're only paying them for the next 2 months, three months.
That's the best point, is that he could step up and say, hey, guys.
Yeah, let's stop treading water and let's go for it.
And the Tigers aren't treading water. They're two different situations. That's the other thing. I don't like lumping them in together. Yzerman's, you know, what, how many years into this now? 7, 8 years? Mm-hmm. Harris has had loads more success.
This is his third trade deadline, and he has had, I mean... He's been here for 3 years. He's going to be in the playoffs for 2 of the 3 years.
Jim in Walled Lake, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. Hey, after next year, Scoobel's a free agent, correct?
Yes.
And if he walks, which I think he's going to go to another team, do the Tigers get anything in return?
What they'll do is they would offer him a qualifying offer, which he would not accept because it'd be a 1-year deal for $20 to $25 million. Once he signed somewhere else, we'd be given a competitive balance pick, which would be at the end of the first round.
So it's just like nothing, really.
Yeah, I mean, they got McGonagall there, but yes, I mean, that's now, the exception, not the rule.
I realize this is out of the box here, but what do you guys think of putting a package together, including him, and getting 2-3 big name players?
You're saying in the off season now because the deadline's passed?
Yeah. In between the end of this year and next year, or the beginning of next year, putting a package together and getting like 2 or 3 big name players.
It's a real tough spot. Like, how close do they come this year, right? Like, they make the World Series and lose. Giving us one more shot with Scooble. They get bounced in the ALDS, and this is the way Scott Harris wants to run the team, where they're not going to be aggressive going into his final year? Absolutely, you trade him.
Yeah, but those are conversations for this offseason. Those are conversations for next year. It's, you know, I mean, the trade deadline is passed, and you have Scooble right now, so I suggest you win with Scooble. I also suggest that you use him. That's why, you know, when we get the arguments of, you know, well, if you can win twice with Scooble in the postseason, well, how do you do that if he's only going to get you to the 6th inning? Now you've got to rely on your bullpen.
You know what the example would be? Madison Bumgarner. if you get to the playoffs and you are not in a position where you feel like you're going to hand Scooble a long-term commitment, you throw him in game one, you throw him in game five, and guess who's available in the pen for game seven?
Yeah.
Derek Scooble.
Exactly.
If his arm falls off, somebody else's problem. We're chasing a championship.
Use them while you have them.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.